I come from a huge family. My mother was the oldest of 13. My father was one of nine. Each one of those 22 people married someone from a different ethnic group. So none of them married other Irish people. My mother was Irish. My father was Irish. But all the rest of them were not. I mean, you know, my immediate aunts and uncles were Irish, but none of their spouses were. So at Christmas time, we would visit from house to house during that week between Christmas and New Year's. And in each of those different relatives' houses, we had what was considered, you know, the classic Christmas dish for that particular ethnic group. So it was a wonderful experience of learning about all sorts of foods and variety of foods. One of the culinary milestones in my life was coming back from medical school to Cleveland for the holidays with my wife, and we would inevitably get stuck in traffic jams, you know, on the East Coast, going back and forth for the holidays. So one year I decided that we weren't going to do that anymore. I would make Thanksgiving dinner at home for ourselves and some of our friends. I did a pretty good job of it, I thought. You know, it turned out at least as good as my mom's, all the parts of it, you know, the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, it all turned out pretty darn good. And I thought, I can do this probably on a regular basis. For many years, we have had an Italian theme. People kind of expect that at our house. And we do this kind of crossover kind of a meal. So there will be Italian dishes, but sort of interpreted with foods from the northwest of the United States. So we're big fans of Oregon and its wine and its food. So our dinner parties will frequently be Italian-style recipes, but with seafoods and cheeses and mushrooms from Oregon. And then we'll pair those with an Italian wine and an Oregon wine, each course paired with those kinds of wine. One of the other things about food is that Jeannie and I have been members of an association called the Slow Food Society. It's actually just called Slow Food, convened for the first time in about 1989 in Italy when McDonald's said that we're going to put a McDonald's shop at the foot of the Spanish Steps in Rome. And the Italian people said, like hell you will, we are not about fast food. We are about slow food. And that really describes Jeannie and my orientation towards food. Mm-hmm. That food is something you should take your time with. Mm-hmm. It should be a labor of love. You should use the best ingredients. You should use the safest ingredients, you know, not with antibiotics and all kinds of other stuff in it. That the food that you serve should be communally made, if possible. And that the people who produce it should be fairly paid for what they produce. So it's good, safe, fair food.